We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we look ahead to Thursday night, give me an idea of how preseason camp has gone for your team and whether you feel like you're fairly healthy and ready to go on Thursday night.
Well, camp went well. Our kids practiced hard. There weren't many days where we looked sluggish out there. Really proud of them for coming out and doing what needed to be done to get themselves ready. You know, we kind of changed the format of, you know, when we had no practice days during the course of the camp. It was kind of a big change as to when, you know, we gave them the day off from practice. And I think that's really kept us healthy and kept us fresh. You know, this is the healthiest team injury-wise that we've had going into an opener, you know, in a long time since I've been doing this. We've got just about every guy available that was in the two deep, and so we feel pretty good going in.
Got an immediate question too, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Good morning, Coach Huseman. Could you tell us what distinguished Joe Mancuso that caused you to name him your starting quarterback? And will two guys play Thursday?
Yeah, it was a close battle, you know, throughout. We were going back and forth as coaches, you know, what we wanted to do. I think where it really kind of, I think the last 3 days when we were trying to finalize a decision, I think the last 3 days, I think Joe stepped ahead of Bo, and that's when we made the decision, you know. But they both, you know, both had good camps. I think they both can help us win games. We're going to get Bo in this game for sure Thursday. I think he needs to play. You know, we went through quarterbacks so much last year. You just don't know how the season is going to play out. So, yes, we will get Bo in. We have not discussed – you know, how early or when, but we're going to give Joe every opportunity to be a great quarterback for us.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking about Jacksonville. They're from a non-scholarship league, but that league's had some teams that beat some scholarship programs. Butler won at Youngstown State last year. San Diego's won a couple of playoff games. How do you view Jacksonville in that league?
Well, it is a pretty good league. I mean, since you brought it up, you know, I was going to bring it up. You know, these teams are the and teams in that league are beating, you know, teams throughout the country. And it's a good league. And Jacksonville's been really good. About 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, they were probably one of the better teams, either the first or second best team in the league. You know, they didn't have quite the year that they're used to, but they've got great tradition down there. Obviously, they can attract really good players being in Florida. You know, there's a bunch of players down there that they can recruit to. So you know they're getting some skill. You know they're getting kids that can run. So the thing they do too is they run a triple option on offense that makes it challenging for our defense. And so. You know, I think, you know, it'll be a challenge, no question about that. And I do think the league is showing up, even in the playoffs, better than most people think.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Russ, offensively, I know one of the areas that you were committed to improving was in the running game, and Xavier Goodall back and Aaron Dykes showed what he could do in his few games last year. How do you feel about the state of your running game going into the season?
I like it. You know, you mentioned Dykes and Xavier, and then Mylon Howard is another explosive back who can fly. So we think, you know, we've got three, you know, pretty good ones. But, you know, I just don't know if we're built right now just to say, all right, we're going to hand it off to that guy every time. Let's just run the zone. Let's run the counter. Let's run the power. We'll do that. But we have got to be set up to have our quarterback run the football. And, you know, last year we didn't run him a bunch. This year, you know, we're going to run the quarterback more than we have in the past. Probably not as much as we did at Chattanooga, but I would anticipate, you know, a quarterback getting the ball 15 times a game. And obviously, when you can do that, you know, that opens up the running game for the backs. I think it'll make it, you know, more effective for them, you know, to run the football, to find some seams, you know, to let our quarterback read some things. So, you know, I think the more you involve the quarterback in the running game, the better off those backs are going to be. But they're good backs, and we're really excited to have them.
Obviously lost the majority of your players at the wide receiver spot, but I know you've brought some guys in that you're excited about. Give us an idea of how you feel about the wide receiver position going into the year.
Actually, really excited about that room. It's a great group of guys, hard workers. You know, obviously Charlie Fessler, who's with us in the spring, and from Northwestern, he had a great spring, great camp. Keyson Fuller is a guy that can really run. We're going to get him the ball in a bunch of different ways. He'll probably take over where Cortrell Simpson, you know, left us there. Charlie will be the inside guy like a Tyler Wilkins. Isaac Brown is a redshirt freshman who's up and down, but very, very, very talented. You know, he's got to be more consistent. And then we got three or four behind those guys that are capable, that are talented, just probably not the consistency that we need to see day in and day out. But the more consistent they get, the better off we'll be. So I actually feel pretty good about that spot.
Got another media question, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
You have a follow-up question on the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach Huseman, Richmond had some turnover problems last year, especially in the passing game. And I wonder, going into this season, what reason do you have to believe those have either diminished or disappeared?
Well, we hope they are, John. I mean, you know, obviously, and you know, we throw, you know, so many plays during the course of camp. You know, the defense is going to get one or two or three. But, you know, it's when you can say, you know, all right, he didn't, you know, maybe the defense made a great play. It's when they, you know, when we make a bad throw, a bad decision, we got to hopefully, you know, with some experience, the emphasis that's on it, that, you know, we won't make bad decisions with the ball. Our quarterbacks have to understand there's a mental clock, and we're going to either throw it or tuck it and run it. And, they have to understand that we're not, you know, it's not going to be progress, go to the other side of the field and get ourselves in trouble. We're going to come up with ways to throw the ball, get it out of their hands quickly, max protect, take shots, and then obviously if it's not there, and you know, just to use their feet, because I think all those guys can use their feet and get us positive yardage.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Russ, defensively, you guys made a scheme change in midseason and really saw some positive results down the stretch, and eight starters are back with a year under their belt. Haven't done that. How do you feel about your defense going into the year?
I feel real good. I like our guys. I think we're extremely talented. We can run on defense. You know, I think the addition of Brandon Themster at the boundary corner, the transfer from Duke, will really help us. He has looked really good. He's bought into what we're doing. You know, the players really like him. He's showing leadership. So I feel good there. We'll put Noah Nicholson at the field corner. And Noah was a guy that really came along towards the end of the season and looked like a big-time corner. We got both our safeties back in Daniel Jones and Trent Williams, and they both played pretty good. Billy Coggle's back. Tyler Dressler played really well towards the end of the year. They'll be linebackers. And then Colby Renton and Mo Jackson are two dynamic players up front, along with Kobe Turner, who will take, you know, he'll come in there and play. And then Gershon Majoni is coming back for his fifth year, and he's put on some weight, and he looks like he can be a big-time player. And then Darius Reynolds, who just came back He had some knee surgery over the summer, but he is back in practice. And so, you know, we feel really good, you know, about where we are, you know, with our defense. Now, you know, we got to stay healthy just like everybody else in this league. But, you know, I think if we can stay healthy, you know, we'll do a nice job defensively.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Good luck Thursday night against Jacksonville, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, talk to you. Bye.
Hey, all right, bye. Thanks.